When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on into the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly. The Saints falling 20-19 to the Washington Commanders in Week 15 action. The Saints now 5-9 on the season. And this was a tough one, Cajun Cannon. It definitely started out rough with this offense. They made a change. Things kind of got a spark to get rolling, but in the end, still coming up short and a tough one in the loss column. Well, now there's the proper intro, Cajun Cannon, instead of me rambling on. But yeah, we're in the Ciroc Point After here and want to get Bobby's take on, obviously, a 20-19 hard-fought loss to this Washington Commanders team.
Well, I don't know. We still can't finish. You know, did you think we realistically would have made that 2-point play? I don't know. Maybe I'm a snake bit.
Fingers and toes crossed.
No, we're going for it. We're going to be aggressive. But I was like, whoa, we made it? I'd have been like, oh, that's outstanding. Well, what a comeback. And like Coach Rizzi said, it truly was a tale of two halves. The first half was embarrassing. I mean, like, we didn't even look like, especially offensively, did we look like an NFL team? I mean,
no, it was worse than preseason action, it felt like.
No, it looked like Jake Haener. It's like we're trying to play the junior varsity player. No, he might have to go to UFL.
JVJ.
I mean, you know, Coach Rizzi wouldn't be like this, but Sean Payton would have been, okay, I've seen enough. I've seen enough. We're going in a different direction. You know, but I understand they wanting to play him, give him an opportunity, because, you know, when they match up in practice and you know, the games are different, but Jake Haener looks like an NFL quarterback at times in practice. So you could say, I don't know about a starter, but he could be on the roster. But I think he might have to go to the UFL if he wants to get playing experience and develop maybe to eventual NFL quarterback. But I think he's like a poor man, Chase Daniel. Remember, like Chase Daniel, you got, now how you keep an NFL lifestyle, you got to play well in preseason and be emergency quarterback. That don't mean you're a starter. No, Jake Haener will never be a starter. The jury's still out on Spencer Rattler. I thought, look, I wanted to give Spencer Rattler an outstanding. Now, you have a great comeback that is outstanding, but I can't give him an outstanding performance. I can say good to very good, or some the moxie that he has, but I don't know. He was 10 of 21. Isn't the rules changed for the forward pass? That's not even 50%. So that's not good. So when you look at it and you're going to break it down, and it just shows you the value. I'm not saying he's bringing any championships here. But don't you see a difference like in Derek Carr? They have some people, they texting you, Steve, and all that. And what was that ridiculous text you got, like with Jake Haener?
Seeing on the Twitter sphere that's saying Jake Haener and Derek Carr are going to be sharing time at McDonald's at the drive-thru window.
What are you talking about? Can't even. Not only can Jake Haener not hold Derek Carr's jock, he can't even wash it. He can't even clean it. What are you talking about? That's just hating on Derek Carr. That there's no reason. Derek Carr in his career is on the level, and you can look it up, like explosive plays to over 20 yards and over 40 yards. And they're all up there. You look for a decade. Derek Carr has skins in the wall. Now, I don't know about winning a championship, but that's what he's accomplished. I'm not saying he's Matthew Stafford or, Kirk Cousins. That doesn't mean you're going to win anything. But to compare, whoever said that, they don't know football. And then they can say about Jake Haner.
They're just being nasty and evil.
Yeah, just being nasty and evil. No, there's a difference, I would say, so far as a gamer and what it takes. No, Spencer Rattler's head and shoulders, to say the least, above Spencer Rattler. Now, what does that mean for the future? The future could come quick. And now, that's a big challenge. I don't care if Derek Carr was playing. If we had Chris Olave, if we had Alvin Kamara, if we had Taysom Hill, if we had all hands on deck.
Preach.
To play the Packers on Monday night in Green Bay, we win that game. That'd be one of the greatest upsets this season in the NFL. So we're going to see what's going to happen Monday night. Now I say, Bobby, we could play Nicole. I know we can. Because you know why? Remember, it was the coldest game the Saints ever played. We beat the Cleveland Browns. But the Green Bay Packers ain't the Cleveland Browns. So that's it. Doesn't matter who you're playing in the cold. And I know Derek Carr's not playing. I'm going to save this for the pregame in Green Bay. Derek Carr is terrible in cold weather. I have to get this in my notes. I might even say this in the postgame tonight. Derek Carr is like 0-11 or something when the weather's a certain temperature. So I know Spencer Rattler. Just based on that, he got a broke hand dealing with concussion. Spencer Rattler is the quarterback against the Packers on Monday night.
Book it.
I'm going to read this later during the show before we get off there. But I can tell you, Derek Carr has been like horrendous in cold weather. And guess what? It might not be Buffalo cold or blizzard, but it could be. It's a frozen tundra. So it'd be interesting to see Monday Night Football at night. The sun's not even out. So you know it, damn it. You know, you up north. You know if the sun ain't out, you know it's going to be cold. So that'll be interesting. But, it got to the point where we were kind of joking. With Jake Haner, I don't even know how you describe that first half. I mean, it was like some people probably said, man, I want a refund. So what am I doing at this game right now? I want a refund. Again, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this ineptitude as far as we had two first downs. We were 1 of 6 on third down. We had a total net yards of 38. This sounds like a fifth grade game or something. And we had 20 offensive plays. Jake Haner was 4 of 10. He had an interception. Quarterback rating of 16. Now, we talk about being overwhelmed and, the tsunami. And then it's like, you might have to go play in the UFL or something and develop some. But, we were joking. I remember we were practicing against the Patriots and all that, and we had a media game. They said, Bobby, you want to play? I go, I don't need to play. We got Sean Fazant. Sean Fazant's one outstanding flag football quarterback. Well, I'm like saying, had Scott Zolak. He was like representing the Patriots media, and then he's throwing a bunch of picks and all that. So we crushed them. They said, we crush New England Patriots. But the reason why I was saying that, because Sean Fazant
was more efficient.
More efficient way than Jake Haner right now. Just more comfortable what he was doing. But like I said, tale of two halves. You look at that. The Saints did give up. You got to give them a lot of credit. I did say I didn't think the Saints would win. But this is a backdoor cover. Charlie doesn't like that. I said, take the Saints into 7.5 points. Because I just know it's the NFL, 20-19. Now, you know what else? And this is very discouraging. And we make the two-point play. We win when scoring defense. We give up 20 points or less this season, and that's our only wins. We were 5-1. If you'd have told me before the game that Jane Daniels and Washington, the Commanders, they're only going to score 20 points. Say, we got a great chance. We're going to win that game. I think we're going to win. Now we're 5-2. I would have taken that. Coach Rizzi would have taken that. Man, Washington, now it didn't look like that in the first half. I said, no, they're going to be in the 30s. But no, our defense, speaking of the defense, you got to give a lot of credit. I'm going to tell you what, DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, they played like they were young. DeMario Davis, 14 total tackles, showing a lot of passion and emotion, 9 unassisted, a sack, 2 tackles for a loss. Cam Jordan, 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss. Carl Granderson had a sack, quarterback hurry, and a tackle for a loss. Now, Jane Daniels, we sacked him 8 times. But it didn't seem like 8 sacks. You know, like when you run around and you get like 0 yards. That's not, I'm talking about legit
sack. Right, that should be just a gain of 0, not a sack.
Yeah. We had legit 5 or 6 sacks.
Correct.
And so to me, that was impressive. Because coming into the game, you know, I would say we got to be, if we're getting after the opposing quarterback, you got to be in high 40s or low 50s to be amongst the best in the NFL. Well, we had only 29 sacks coming into this game. Well, today we had 8, so we had 37, so that was a big jump.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So I'd say 5 or 6 was definitely a legit sack total against a quarterback like Daniels. Now, the one run, when he looked as smooth as silk, I thought on this play, the LSU Fighting Tiger, Jane Daniels, was playing the Florida Gators. It was said like a 124-yard run. He was like Houdini. And then Holly was weaving and going. I go, man, he looked smooth as silk on that play. So I was definitely impressed with that. You know, staying with the defensive side, 2 players that I think is a better pro right now. Now, you can't give up on a rookie or, you know, how you're trying to develop, but you look where you drafted. Where was Ugo Amadi drafted? Charlie, was he a free agent or something? I mean, I want to know where Ugo Amadi was drafted out of Oregon. He's from Nashville, Tennessee. He went to University of Oregon. He probably got a little name, image, and likeness before he even had that.
Fourth rounder in 2019, Charlie, let me know.
Well, he played like where Kool-Aid was drafted, to me. Kool-Aid gets picked on. Kool-Aid right now has not impressed me. Now, it's only his first year. But to say that Kool-Aid is going to be like Paulson Adebo or Lattimore, I'd say slow your roll, not so fast. But Ugo Amadi, I was impressed with him and his maturity as a pro and how he's getting better. He was 3rd in tackles. He had 7 total tackles. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry, a tackle for a loss, a pass defended. So I give props out to Ugo Amadi. Now, you're always motivated to play your old team, whatever. But let me see. What did Lattimore do? Did they even call Lattimore's name? It seemed like he was chilling out there. You know, I don't even think Lattimore made the stat sheet. And he was out there, I saw it, number 23, right?
Yeah, correct. No stats at all. No tackle, not even an assist.
Well, maybe we're afraid we didn't go at him. I don't know. Well, that's a pro when you don't even have to take a shower after the game. You're playing a game, and I'm like, I know what I have to do to stay involved. But, Washington is counting on Lattimore down the road definitely to be, if they're going to do anything and upset people, they're counting on Lattimore. But when you look at, like, you playing your old team, that's why I brought this up with Lattimore and the Saints. And then Chase Young. I thought Chase Young played with a lot of passion. He ended up having three total tackles that were unassisted, two sacks, two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss. Now,
he's been dialing up them pressures of late.
Yeah, no, he's like number four in the whole NFL when you look at quarterback hurries, quarterback pressures. I can elaborate on that a little more later. But, well, how you compensate him? What are you going to pay a guy like a Chase Young? Because I think he's proven, you know what I like about Chase Young, and that hadn't been the case before with Davenport or with Peyton Turner. I don't know, does Chase Young play all the time for the Saints? I mean, you might have had pass injuries when he was at Washington, and then he went to the 49ers. But you know how he has to be ready for every game, and that's all he's compensated? Chase Young's been outstanding. He's been available so you can hold him accountable. Now, looking at how the game unfolded, go back to overall with the team, and it was terrible in the first half. Again, like third down. Third down, they were 6 of 9, 67%. That's terrible. We were 1 of 6, 17%. And then we didn't do any better, even in the second half. We were 3 of 11, 27%. We have not been good offensively on third down. So and they were 9 of 17, 53% when the game finished. That would be leading the NFL, basically. But like I said, the first half, they were unbelievable. Well, that's why they had time of possession. It was 2-1. It was more than 2-1. They had the ball basically 41 minutes, and we had it 19 minutes. The whole game. So that was because we were so far behind in that first half. Now, I'm encouraged by this because I thought they would have ran the ball better against us because we were giving up 5 yards a pop. They only got 3.9 yards total. So he said, Bobby, that's basically 4 yards. But no, what I was encouraged, their running back, Robinson, he had over 100 yards last week. Well, they ran him. He had 21 attempts, 65 yards, only at 3.1 average. So better than we've been giving up 5 yards a pop. We average 4.3. I got to give Kendre Miller credit. Now, you know what I want to see in Kendre Miller? How about you play every game the rest of the season? I don't know. How hurt is Kamara? I mean, he had to come out. You know, he caught the touchdown pass.
Right, we just know he's dealing with the groin issue. Nothing about the severity yet.
Oh, that groin,
never thought.
I don't know, hip flexor, groin and all right. That, hammy, I don't know, soft tissue, all that kind of stuff. So he played in the Packers, Raiders, Tampa Bay. So here's the opportunity, Kendre Miller. I thought Kendre Miller was very good. You know, he's been averaging 4.4 yards when he's played this season. We averaged 5.1 yards today, now 9 carries. So if Alvin only had 5, so that might, if Alvin's not available going against Green Bay, that might be
it's Miller time.
Yes, I'm not saying times 2, but it might be at least a half a dozen more carries. So seeing he had a long gain of 17, but that long gain of 17, the offensive line finally blocked up the expectations. At times, then you get, I don't know, kind of ticked off or worried. Because we were all like, oh, offensive line's coming back. And I talked to Deuce about this in the pregame, you know, against the Giants. Well, we hadn't seen this since the Eagles. And then Deuce made a good point. Well, Cesar Ruiz and all concussion, we're not really practicing. So they're not really gelling. Because we were terrible running the ball against the Giants. What were we, like 2.8 yards? Today we're 3.9. Okay, it's a little better. But the point being where we need our offensive line more to be winning in the trenches. So they were better than they were against the Giants. Okay, what are they going to do against Green Bay? You know, and that's across the board. Because at times when I looked at it, like pressure, I don't care who was back there. It's not like we can necessarily make a sandwich back there. And it could be Derek Carr. It could be Jake Hainer. It could be Spencer Rattler. If you look at the Commanders, them having 3 sacks. I'm looking at Payne, Armstrong, Chin, you know, who end up getting a sack. So, I think offensive line, where we're at right now, considering we don't have Taysom Hill, we don't have Chris Olave, we don't have Rashid Shaheed. Now, if you don't have Kamara, well, man, come on, offensive line. We have to lean upon you, and we don't know who's playing quarterback and all that. I think, you know, we've done well, and I got to give him credit. That I think one position that we've stepped up, especially since Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed has not been available, is the tight end position. I think our tight ends have contributed where, and I'm not even, you know, thank God we got Valdez-Scantling. You know, that one catch, Spencerella, I just said, I just think he said, hell with it, I'm freaking throwing it. Because he hung in there tough, threw that pass down the middle. I think the Washington guy thought he was intercepted, and Scantling came down with the catch. Now, he got targeted seven times. He only had two catches, a 32-yard average. No, he's always has a high average, that being Valdez-Scantling. But I'm looking at, okay, Foster Moreau, the tight end position has benefited, and Juwan Johnson. Now, Foster Moreau, four targets, four catches, 19 long gain, 19 was the most he gained.
Right.
He had a touchdown. Juwan Johnson, three targets, two catches. He had a long gain of a nine. So the point I'm making is that we targeted the tight end seven times, and they had six catches. That's one thing about our top receivers being out. The tight ends have been able to step up and to get it done. Now, if you look at it, you know why else we should have won the game? Washington kind of shot themselves in the foot. Remember I tell you, nine penalties or more, or 100 yards. We guess they had nine penalties, 84 yards. That's like a touchdown. So that's like 6 points. I don't know, we lost 2019. So realistically, now we had four for 36. No, you're saying the first half. We did win the penalty battle. Well, we won the penalty battle in the whole game. That's why we should have been able to overcome, because that could come back to haunt Washington. To have nine penalties or more, 100 yards, you're hovering around that. No, you're giving up 6 to 10 points.
Yeah, they definitely let the Saints hang around.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, you know what was outstanding, and I'll bring this up to Coach Rizzi on the coaches show, like net punting average. Both punters were, I don't know, maybe outstanding is not the right word, but they were very good. The Washington punter had 44-yard average, and look, Hayball was like 43.8. That continues, and, you know, you're punting the ball inside the 20, or you can look inside the 10. Like, Hayball had two inside the 20, and Way had one inside the 20 with that net. But both teams were outstanding in the coverage units. But I think it was a gallant effort, but you don't get no style points for playing hard. You're a pro. Come on, you're getting paid. It was as horrendous the first half, and we fought back in the second half, just fell short 20-19. But listen, I don't know. You think we're going to beat Green Bay Monday night? I think out of all the games we played this year, I think at Green Bay on Monday night we have no chance. I'm going to challenge the coaching staff and the players. I'm going to tell you right now, at Green Bay, I'm the founding father of Houdat Nation. I think we have no chance. I'm not saying, oh, Bobby, come on, you're going to raise the white flag? No, I'm just keeping it real. Now, I hope I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. How about you prove me wrong, Saints players and coaches? And then all of a sudden shock the world and beat Green Bay on Monday night in the frozen tundra.